Isabel Salt's story. Much of Victorian and Edwardian history is about the lives and achievements of men, whether in politics, commerce, or innovations, apart from Queen Victoria. This is true for much of the early history of Saltaire, with the exceptions of Catherine Crossley Salt, her daughter Isabel Mary Salt, and one or two exceptional early oral histories written by women and held in the Saltaire collection. This story focuses on Isabel Salt for two reasons. One, she was of the third generation of Sir Titus Salt's immediate family and therefore crossed a number of eras of political and social change in history. Two, she was born into privilege and social prestige, but was to become a worker for welfare reform, the rights of women, and the cause of peace between nations. Isabel was born in 1876, the year her grandfather, Sir Titus Salt, died. Her father was his youngest son, Titus Salt Jr., and her mother was a daughter of the wealthy Crossley family of Halifax, of Dean Clough Mill fame. Titus Salt Jr. died in 1887 at the age of 44 years, worn out by trying and failing to keep the family business at Saltaire Mills and the estate of Saltaire financially viable. Isabel was 11 years old when her father died, but due to her mother's annuity from the Salt family business, for a time, and quite probably financial support from the Crossley family, did not experience poverty herself. Until she was age 26, she continued to live with her mother and siblings at Milner Field in a mansion commissioned by her father that became a house thought to be cursed due to the early deaths of successive occupants. Here, Isabel enjoyed a good social life and began to travel abroad, though after her father's death there is much evidence of a thrifty approach to her travels in Germany. She would have been expected to make a good marriage with someone of a similar social background, but showed no inclination to do so. Like most of her family, her politics were liberal for a large part of her youth and early adulthood. Her first ventures into welfare work were with the Loyal Elizabeth Lodge, a friendly society established to help women in times of hardship. At an anniversary occasion of the lodge, she made a speech stating, "Women are daily becoming more independent in thought, action, and social position." This insight into her own growing independence was followed a little later by her account of spending a year with the Women's University Settlement at Southwark and her reflections on the aim of the settlement that she noted as being to promote the welfare of the poorer districts of London, more especially of the women and children, by devising and advancing schemes which tend to elevate them and by giving them additional opportunities in education and recreation. This account was given to the Women's Liberal Association in Otley. Isabel had moved with her mother to Denton Hall, Ilkley at this point, and became very active in the Liberal Party for a number of years. She also became a member of the Wharfdale Board of Guardians, often voting for more lenient policies in approaches to supporting poor communities. She supported the Liberal government's licensing bill, which placed taxes on alcohol, and the budget of 1909, proposing, among other measures, an old age pension for those over 70. In addition to her commitment to improving welfare services, Isabel became heavily involved in the cause of women's suffrage. Her involvement was as a suffragist, not a suffragette, as she disliked the more violent aspects of the suffragette movement, believing that the Liberal government of Asquith would ensure women were given the vote, though this was not to be achieved. Suffrage activities were largely suspended during World War I, but throughout the war, Isabel spoke publicly and frequently about the important role played by women during the conflict and the dreadful inequality of their pay compared to men, stating on many occasions, "Private interests must be sunk for the public good," and arguing that there must be a change in attitude to employment of women as drivers, interpreters, doctors who did not get equal pay. noting, "Chauffeurs belonging to the Red Cross Society are receiving better salaries than highly skilled and highly trained nurses. There must be equal pay with men for equal work." World War I also consolidated Isabel's own pacifist views. In one of her recorded speeches in 1915, she describes war as a cause of hatred, envy, fear, selfishness, and greed. Isabel had become a member of the Society of Friends, or Quakers, by 1918 and declared herself pacifist and proud of it. She also declared that she had always been a liberal, but now she was on the side of Labour because she had found no outlet for her principles in the Liberal Party. She continued campaigning for improved welfare, women's suffrage, equal pay, and peace before retiring from public life in the mid-1920s.